hello, hello, hello out there, everybody. Welcome to another episode of AP Empowers, coming to you today feeling unstoppable. I am recording this podcast on a motivated Monday, feeling like woke up, feeling like I could do anything I wanted to do, feeling like I was going to be productive, feeling like I was going to go get it. So I don't know how you're feeling today. So, but hopefully as you're listening to this podcast, I can actually inspire you and hopefully get you moving if you are not already doing so. If you are, keep going, keep being about your grind. Today's show, we are going to talk about accountability. How many of you have that accountability partner that you need? How many of you are looking for someone to hold you accountable? How many of you are still wrestling with that one goal that you had 2-3 years ago, and you still thinking about it, you still want it, but you have not had anybody, including yourself, to hold you accountable? That is what we're going to talk about today. So I want you to keep it locked right here. Another episode of AP Empowers, where we inspire, we encourage, we uplift, and we, of course, empower you to get moving in the right direction. So if you are just tuning in, guys, that's what this podcast is about. I am Angela Pride, AP here, Coach Pride to many, and I do so many other things, guys. I'm an author, super excited about my next book that I just started pre-orders for. It is entitled Unconventional, and just excited about that. It is absolutely about what this podcast is inspired about. It's about moving past your excuses. I'm not going to really give you any of that. I'm basically going to just go with the whole accountability from the accountability standpoint. Easy for me to say. But before I get into that, you guys know I've got some housekeeping to take care of. So we are almost in the month of October. And if you're already here, like I said, if you're listening to this after, this is a pre-recorded podcast. So that's cool. Turn it up. We are going to be hosting our When Women Lead Networking Social this month. And our date for that is going to be October the 24th. So I want you guys to go ahead and save that date, October the 24th. Ladies, I am seeking sponsorship. If you have a business, again, I am kind of particular about my sponsors because I have a select group of ladies that we cater to here at When Women Lead. It is about empowerment. It is all about empowerment. So if you have a business that you feel like can empower ladies, yes, ma'am, you can come in and become one of my spotlight sponsors. And we do things a little bit different too at our When Women Lead Networking Socials. We interview our clients. We want you to give the ladies that are in the building the information so that they can want to do business with you, so that they can know what separates you from your counterparts and your competition. And so look forward to that. October the 24th is our next date for our When Women Lead Networking Social. You can find more information about that at eventbrite.com. Our events are always on Eventbrite, so please go over there and do that as well. Shout out to one of our sponsors of today's show, Brianna Pride Music, up and coming artist. This young lady, I'm telling you, she's got some pipes. She can sing, she can act, she can do it all. But she has right now released her first single, Stay the Night, and that is our sponsor for this show today. So head over to whatever your favorite music platform is. If it's Spotify, head over there and download Stay the Night, add it to your playlist, leave a comment for Miss Brianna, let her know how you're liking the song. But I'll really honestly tell you, it really does have kind of a 90s feel to it. You know, me being like a 90s music lover, I absolutely love it. But it is bringing back some real true R&B. She's got some pipes, as I said, and she's definitely exercising them in Stay the Night. But it's on all music platforms. If you would like an actual CD, you need to contact her. She is on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram, Brianna Pride. Brianna sings on B Pride sings on Instagram, and Brianna Pride on YouTube. So thank you to our sponsor, Brianna Pride Music, today. And now we're going to just really get right into the show, guys. Accountability means You know, you've set out in your head that I'm going to do this, but you're going to keep yourself honest and you're going to set goals and you're going to take baby steps to chomp at it until you complete it. Accountability also can be you sharing your vision with someone else and that person coming back to you going, hey, how's that vision looking? Hey, what's that next goal that you're trying to compete? Accountability can also be a collective sort of thing. You're partnering with several people to get things done. You've got a job. I've got a job. She's got a job. He's got a job. And we're all making sure that in order to see that big picture that we set out in the beginning to that we're talking about, whether it's, you know, you're working on a graduate degree or an undergraduate degree, whether you're working on a book, whether you're working on starting that business that you've always wanted to start. All of these things definitely apply. And in most instances, most people need that accountability partner or that accountability to make sure to see that thing through. Accountability is like a reminder, you know, and that's like a simplistic way of me putting it. It's a reminder that, oh, I'm supposed to be working on this, because in the world that we live in today, guys, I cannot stress enough how we are so easily distracted. Social media is a great thing, but it can also be a curse. Social media can prevent you from doing the things that you can get on social media in the morning. And I've, you know, really kind of tried to pride myself here lately on that not being the first thing that I do in the morning. Used to be check my email, then it became a Facebook thing, and you can get lost in it. You'll be on there, you'll say, hey, I'm just getting on for a second, and you'll look up and an hour has passed because so many people are posting, so many people are doing things. But trust me, one of the things that I talk about in the book is that if you're so caught up, the book Unconventional that I mentioned early on, my next book that's coming out, it's called Unconventional. It's about moving past your excuses. But if you are so caught up in what Johnny Sue is doing, if you're so caught up in what Sally Mae is doing, if you're so caught up in what Mr. Man over there is doing, I guarantee you, you are not focusing on what your goal is and what you're supposed to be doing. So many people can talk to you or talk with you about what's going on with others when they are seriously struggling within themselves as far as what they're supposed to be doing. So I really want you guys to try to focus. And if you can't do it, that's fine. Get that accountability partner and let's get things going so that you can be moving in the right directions as far as completing your goals, as far as doing the task that you need to do to get on the good foot, right? So anyway, so with that being said, that's social media is one of the biggest distractions that we have, guys. You know, entertainment of any kind can also become a distraction. Worrying about other people and thinking that the grass is always greener when it comes to, how do I want to say it? Thinking that, you know, oh, she's got it so good and I wish my life was that easy, and you not knowing what this person has actually gone through. That is also a distraction that can hold you back. Thinking that things are impossible. Nothing is impossible. The actual word itself, it has been brought to my attention and to the attention of many others that the word itself actually says I'm possible. Nothing is impossible. You just have to put one foot in front of the other and get to business. Get down to work. You know, I got a friend and I was talking to her last week and actually encouraging her. You know, she's got a really big goal and I won't even share it because I don't want her to know that, you know, I'm sharing her information because what she tells me is in confidence. But she's got a really, really big goal that she's working on, and I'm not her coach or anything. This is just my friend. And so basically I feel like from time to time I have to constantly talk her off of this cliff because the goal is so big that she is terrified. And, you know, that's one of the things that, you know, we teach as motivators or as encouragers or as somebody who's trying to uplift you. Sometimes if you're not frightened by it, it's probably not big enough. And, you know, just from the Christian standpoint, if you make him a little God, that's what he'll be. But when God gives you big visions, like, you really should be a little scared in the beginning when you're first getting it. Hopefully, as you start working through it, as you start doing it, as you start seeing things be achieved and accomplished, you may, you know, feel a little bit more comfortable. But she's got a really, really big goal that she's working on. And like I said, I have to oftentimes convince her that she's the person to do it. This is her purpose. This is why she was put here. And usually after we have a conversation, she's psyched up. She's able to get some other things accomplished. But, you know, every now and again, we have to have that little pep talk because it is so magnanimous. And, you know, I don't know what you're working on today, but it is big and you are scared. But do not, I repeat, do not allow fear to halt your progress. If God gave it to you, he definitely intended you, not me, to carry it out, right? So that's what we want to, that's what we want to focus on as far as accountability. So if you, how can I say it? So if you don't have that accountability, if you don't have that partner that is, you know, helping you or encouraging you, or if you don't have the necessary action steps in place to see this thing through, you need to get more accountability. You need to be more accountable to yourself. I mean, I'm the type of person that I pride myself on discipline. I talk about discipline a lot in the upcoming book. But many people lack that discipline. And if you lack that discipline, you definitely need an accountability partner. It doesn't have to be a coach, but it needs to be someone who you trust, someone who's not going to always say yes to you, someone who's going to shoot straight from the hip, who's going to be honest with you. Because some stuff also, believe it or not, it doesn't make any sense. You're thinking it in your head and you've got it to make sense. But if it doesn't make sense, if you can't adequately communicate it to someone else, that is where your accountability partner comes in and says, yeah, I don't know. And you got to be strategic on who that person is. It can't just be anybody, guys. That's the other thing about accountability. You can't just say, oh, you know, because it sounds good now, too, to say I got a coach. I got a life coach. I got an accountability partner. When you're doing everything yourself, you ain't going to nobody else for advisement. Stop it. Who are you fooling? Invest in you. Invest in you. Invest in you. I can't say that enough. If you're not investing in you, how can you expect someone else to invest in you? So my thing with that is, though, is it ain't your mama. It ain't sister girl over there. It's somebody who can say, no, I know you ain't going to do that. Or no, that don't even make sense. No, go back and rethink that. Those sorts of things that are going to challenge you. That's another key component of accountability. It's somebody that's going to challenge you. Somebody who's not just going to say, oh, yeah, I love everything about it. Somebody who is going to come to you and say, hey, have you thought about this? Or, you know, I was thinking on this level, you know, have you considered this? Or, you know, what do you think about this? So, you know, so that you can think also from a different perspective and not just feel like everything that you have in your head is correct. Okay? All right, we're talking about accountability today. I hope that if this podcast is blessing you, if you feel that you, if you feel that you are, you know, not getting the correct accountability, if you feel that there is more accountability to be had, if you feel like you're not achieving your goals in a timely manner, you might need an accountability partner. If you feel like you haven't done anything since 5 years ago when you got a raise on your job, you might need an accountability partner. Everybody needs accountability, guys. Nobody's perfect. I have several accountability partners. I have several people that speak to me from different aspects of life. I surround myself with wise people. I actually received a call last week from a friend. Like she's a friend. She's an acquaintance, really. But I'm learning more and more that she's a friend, y'all. I have been truly blessed, and I'll get on the soapbox a little bit, to be able to acquire. And I really just think it's a gift from God that when I meet people, I meet genuinely good people. People that want to pour into me. People that want to give to me. And again, it's of course reciprocated, because that's the type of person I am. But God surrounds me with these types of people, and I just feel so blessed. So I got a call last week, and someone, and I really just feel like it was nothing more. This wasn't anything about my goals or anything. Just me having an outlet to be able to have somebody to talk to, you guys. Because oftentimes what I found, and this message is also for you out there, you coaches, you accountability partners, for everybody, but you don't have them for yourself. God has blessed me to also be able to know that I need outlets too. I need to be able to vent too. When you are always the go-to person, you definitely need an accountability partner. You definitely need someone to also hold you accountable, to make sure that you are taking care of you, to make sure that you are getting the things that you seek out to get done. And especially us moms out here, moms, we're trying to make sure everybody's okay, but what we forget and what we neglect all the time is making sure that we're okay. And I am a big proponent, a big advocate of self-love and making sure that you're in the right place. Because if you're not at 100%, how can you even think about giving someone else 100%? You can't. It ain't happening. That ain't how it works. And so when you know better, you can do better. So if you are that person, you definitely need to get you someone that can pour into you, that can hold you accountable, that can say, hey, let's just go for a walk today, because I know you might need to talk to somebody as well. And so if that's you, please take heed to this, because accountability is not just for those who are goal seeking and who can't get things accomplished. It is for us all. And so when we come at it from that standpoint, we have to understand that everybody needs that type of accountability. And whether you're investing as far as paying someone to be that coach or that accountability partner, or whether it's really just a good friend that you trust and you know is going to be honest with you in all situations, just do it. Stop thinking about it. Stop acting like you already have it, and just do it. Okay? Because we have to truly understand that without it, There's so much work going undone. Without it, there are so many things. You know, I was talking to a friend, and I actually think that there's a book. I know there's a quote out that talks about, what are you doing? What did you do for your dash, or something like that? What did you do in between your dash? And I really thought it was kind of strange, but it really makes a lot of sense now that I go back and look at it. And so you may say, what is she talking about? I'm talking about from the time you were born until the time you were called home. What'd you do? What'd you accomplish? Are you trying to go to your grave empty? Those are the sorts of things that we need to be focused on, guys. Everybody has the same 24 hours in a day. It's all about what you're doing with yours. If you're busy worrying about what someone else is doing with theirs, that person that you admire, that person that you look up to, that person that you just can't seem to get enough of, well, they're living their life. They're living their purpose. What about you? What about you? So hopefully this accountability message is helpful to you. Hopefully you are walking in your purpose. Hopefully you are getting things accomplished. But if you're not, there is help. There is people out here that you can go and talk to. That there are people that you can get to seriously hold you accountable and make sure that you're doing the things that you need to do for yourself. Okay? All right, I think that's all I have today. But think about that. I want you to, you know, really, I'm going to give you a little project today. I want you to talk about what you think, the things that you've accomplished. Because the other thing, guys, and this is one of the self-love things, we don't celebrate ourselves enough. We're so busy celebrating other people to where, what have you accomplished? I want you to talk about your dash. I want you to talk about some of the things that you've done to make sure that your dash is going to be pleasing to you, not to anybody else, to you. It's not about anybody else. It's not about what anybody else thinks. It's not about competing. My dash isn't supposed to look like your dash. Her dash isn't supposed to look like his dash, and so on and so forth. But our dash is our dash. And guess what? That's about our choices. We get to control what happens in between that dash. That could have been a whole podcast in itself. But today we're talking about accountability. But accountability means controlling what's happening in between your dash. Because on your tombstone, or when they read your name on your obituary, it's going to be a dash. Everybody's going to have a dash. You get to be in charge of what happens in between that dash. And if you're not getting it done, you might need more accountability. If you don't know what accountability is, I just gave you several examples here in this podcast. I really appreciate you guys listening and tuning in today. I appreciate you guys being unstoppable today. I want you to move forward. I want you to go get that accountability if that's what you need. And I want you to be blessed. AP Empowers is signing off today. Hopefully, I'll see you next time.